The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Cosi. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Cosi starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Cosi.org.
Hey, it's Lucas.
And I'm Jacob.
Broke the Four Hugs Podcast. Welcome back to the greatest podcast in the nation.
In the world. Yeah, the nation too, and the world.
I think so far we're just the greatest podcast in the nation. It's not officially confirmed for the world, but we're up there.
Oh, yeah, we're like top three. Oh, ASMR.
Oh my god, should we ever do a full-on ASMR podcast?
Yeah.
People would hate that.
Just whispering, though. And like, and talk about something so intense. But whispering.
Like global warming, but just whispering about how the rising sea levels are about to flood the whole world.
Oh, yeah, that's a good way. I think all the news stations should just do ASMR because they can talk about this most serious thing, like child kidnapping. But then I could say, your childs are getting kidnapped all over the world.
I've always like not taken ASMR seriously, but I actually want to use it to try to go to sleep. Also, I did see this one video that was a scalp massage, and that was like, oh my god, this feels so good. It's just this girl just like rubbing a fake head and being like, I'm getting into your hair, and I just like it like felt, you know, like this one like really like I've never actually had this done, but just like imagining a scalp massage sounds amazing, you know?
Oh,
You know?
I've ever had one, but I have had like one of these things, and I put it through my hand. It felt so cool.
Oh, like one of those creepy, like...
The spiral things.
It looks like an egg whisk, but yeah. It's open.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, and it just goes... Thinking of that right now...
Oh, it's actually just, like... You start drooling, like that one emoji that I just has drool out on its mouth. It's kind of gross.
Saliva all over your chin.
I just want to know why Apple made that emoji. Like, they obviously made it for a sexual reason, and it's not okay.
We need to stop this. Speaking of things we need to stop, today we're going to be doing Guess That Scandal. That's right, sis. The tea is piping, and we're going to be going through a long list of scandals from YouTubers, celebrities, musicians, reality stars. I have a list, Jacob has a list, and we'll say a scandal, and the other person has to guess who it is. And like, if it's... We can give hints.
Yeah, or maybe, who even knows, a scandal might be from the local town that you live in, and that no one may know except you.
Yeah, we might be bringing up scandals from, like, Argentina.
Like, we actually know some of your parents, and we brought up the cheating scandals, so...
Why are humans so obsessed with scandals, do you think? Like, even in just the YouTube community, there's always so many scandals. Is it just because, like, people just want to feel better about their life, so they want to see other people's shortcomings?
Yeah, I feel like, yeah, that. And then it's also, like, when someone's at, like, the peak of their career or something, it's always fun to see it crumble.
I wonder why that is. Like, why does everyone as a society collectively agree that we like to build people up, tear them down, and then wait a few years and, like, we want them to have a comeback?
Yeah, because there always has to be a comeback. Because if they're, like, just, like, oh, I got canceled, I won't come back, they need to come back because then that's, like, the best thing ever.
You know, I don't know why that's a thing, but we need to do a study.
Yeah, we really do. And I feel like there should be studies, but joke studies. Like, yes, Harvard and all the colleges do studies, but why is it like they're jokes, but I take them seriously? For example, a study on whether or not your eye color matters to be a superstar. And then we can see.
Well, nobody's stopping you. You could conduct these studies.
That's true.
You should conduct studies that are just things that aren't important enough for scientists to give a shit about. but stuff that maybe we'd care about. Like, yeah. Why did people want Britney Spears to break down and then want her to have a comeback? Just like, go around to a Britney Spears concert and get some answers and then present your data.
Yeah. Oh, another one could be, would Nick Jonas be less famous or more famous? Because he has three front teeth, which like looks cool. And I want to know if that makes him more famous or less famous.
I actually like that.
I know, it's like a different thing. And
like,
I think
when I see
cool.
Nick Jonas's teeth, I think it looks cool. Like, it makes him more attractive. Cause it's like, oh my God,
I know,
look at that.
Everyone just has two front teeth, but
Zac Efron used to have a gap.
He did too.
Demi Lovato used to have a gap.
Didn't you purposely give yourself a gap?
Oh my God.
Yeah. Didn't you?
I'm a psychopath. You guys, I don't know what was going on with me as a child, but I really, my dream look was to have hearing aids, glasses, braces, maybe even headgear, and also a gap.
You just really wanted out.
I faked the hearing test. You know at school they do those hearing tests? I remember I was just like, oh, I can't hear it.
And then did you get hearing aids?
Mom brought me to like the hearing doctor because they called. This is when I was like literally eight. Yeah. And mom brought me to the hearing doctor and they were like, yeah. I think they both just, my mom and the doctor concluded, like, he's faking it, but it's fine.
Oh, so you didn't
I didn't, because it's because I saw a girl at recess and she had hearing aids and she had stickers on them. And I was like, that's fucking sick.
That is cool.
Like you could decorate them.
I know, like, when cracks were a thing and cracks are becoming a thing again, but when people put, like, stickers on them and stuff.
I like how hearing aids make you think of Crocs.
Because you know a crack, people put, like, sticky things on Crocs.
And I did have my dream of getting braces. And I really loved braces because you could have different colors. And then I also got my dream of now having glasses.
And then you have rubber bands on the braces.
What was I saying that wanted me? Why did this come into that?
First, I have something to say that I can't relate to the glasses things. Like, for some reason, glasses are so cool. Because I remember in sixth grade, like, I kind of couldn't see the whiteboard, but then I like told mom, like, I actually can't see, I need glasses. So then I kind of faked it and got glasses.
Why does everyone want something? Because I also always wanted a cast.
Oh, I got that dream.
Oh my God, I always wanted to have a sling.
Oh, and then you have people sign it in school.
I know, like, you have everyone sign the cast. It seems so, you have a story to tell, like, oh yeah, I broke my leg in the pool. That's what happened to a girl in my second grade class. And then we all signed her cast.
I actually had the cast thing on both of us, but it was during the summer.
Oh, so you mean, no one got to sign it?
Well, just the family. But, like, I wasn't at school and I didn't, like, go to, like, my secret crush and was like, sign it. And then they put, like, a heart on it or something.
I don't know what that means about our mental health, but for some reason we want to be injured and have eyes that need glasses.
I think there's just, like, a personality where you just want to be like other people.
I think it's just because glasses look cool. Like, I know LASIK surgery is an option, but I kind of like having glasses.
Oh, yeah, because in, like, contacts I actually don't like wearing because they're just kind of stuck. But glasses, like, I don't think I'd ever get LASIK because since I worn glasses even when I didn't need glasses, I actually need glasses now since, like, my eyes are bad.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but I actually like wearing them. They just are, like, a cool coffee and chill vibe.
Kind of just make you seem smarter, you know?
Yeah.
Okay, let's get to this first scandal that I'm going to have Jacob guess.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay. Who was peer pressured by Demi Lovato and Miley Cyrus to smoke hello marijuana? Mary Jane. Who was peer pressured to smoke Mary Jane? Demi Lovato and Miley Cyrus peer pressured them to smoke the weed.
Boy or girl?
You actually don't know this?
I think it's Selena Gomez.
No.
Is it Nick Jonas?
No, you're close.
Kevin Jonas?
No.
Joe Jonas?
Yes.
Oh, it was Joe Jonas? When was this? Was this like when they were teens? Or like,
I don't know. For some reason, Joe Jonas released, like, I think he was trying to be like, I'm going to be open and honest. And he like released this whole essay about how he like wasn't the typical innocent Disney star. And behind the scenes, people were smoking weed. And then I remember Miley came out and was like, if two 14-year-old girls can pressure you to smoke weed, then that's your own fault.
For real?
Yeah.
She like clapped back.
She clapped back. She hit him back with that hard insult.
Wait, so this was recent? Like the
I think it was like 2013.
The essay was recent?
2013.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. That's a date, I'm guessing.
But I believe it. Okay, my next one.
I'm trying not to look.
Oh my gosh, don't look.
You guys can play at home. Did you guess that? Did you know it was Joe Jonas?
Oh yeah, this is actually our first game show. Who knows? This might spawn a late night show because it's, have you noticed that all the late night shows, do all YouTube challenges.
I know. They all just like the whisper challenge, like what Tyler Oakley and Grace Helbig did.
Yeah, it's like all the 2012 YouTube challenges. And like, I liked when YouTubers do it, but then when they do it, they make it more interesting somehow. They just make it interesting. Okay. Celebrity who... This is mine. Celebrity who battled with drugs, which led to the downfall of her career.
That's so many people.
But happened in the mid-1900s.
Oh, Marilyn Monroe. Wait, she was addicted to pills.
That could be it.
No, but it wasn't
not,
her.
It's not her. That is this, good...
It's actually from the mid-1900s, like 1950?
Like 1940, 1950.
Shit. Do I know who this is?
You for sure know.
Audrey Hepburn?
She had wasn't... a big career, and then she just went, like, really downhill.
Oh, Judy Garland.
Yeah, Judy Garland. It's the story of Judy.
That's crazy, because I, like, Wizard of Oz is probably, like, my favorite movie. I never watched it, but, like, that movie's just iconic and
yeah,
amazing.
Yeah, it's such a good movie. Like when I, like, Mom used to always play it. I think, like,
yeah,
Mom loved
I watched it.
It
so many times as a kid, and I never knew that Judy Garland had such a hard life. Like, I just
know.
Assumed she was, for some reason, I always heard that she committed suicide. Is that true?
Like I think it might have been like a drug
but I remember
thing.
Someone telling me like that she committed suicide. I thought in my mind she did Wizard of Oz and then like the next year died.
Oh, that was what happened.
But then I watched a documentary on her and she lived like a long life, like not long but like to 50, and like lived such a, I didn't know her life went through so many up and downs. Like I felt so bad for her.
Yeah, I watched this one because like I just assumed that like if someone made me think about her, I just thought like, oh, she probably lives in a mansion somewhere from the Wizard of Oz. Yeah. But then I watched like a 20-minute video on it, and like it was like so sad, like a whole.
Didn't
life.
She die like in a shack?
Yeah, she wasn't like she didn't have like in England because she didn't have.
I
any
don't,
money.
The crazy thing is that like she was struggling to like be relevant when she was alive. I saw.
I know.
Like she was like begging to be on talk shows, and like nobody cared. I was like, I thought if you were in the Wizard of Oz, like you're just. Icon for life.
Yeah, because like The Wizard of Oz was the first color movie, so I was like, you're obviously gonna be famous forever. But like, but she was kind of like put into it with her mom because remember how
didn't she hate her mom?
Well, her mom like because she had like three daughters, I think. You guys might know, but like three daughters, and then she wanted them to be child stars, so she like put them on pills and stuff to make them be like awake all day.
That's so scary. Anyway, yeah.
Back to
sorry
positive.
For, this is supposed to be a fun challenge, and now we're all depressed. This one, allegedly, this is all alleged. Allegedly, her dad bought her career. More specifically, allegedly, her dad, during her first album, bought a huge chunk of the first week album sales.
Oh, people think that it's in a warehouse somewhere. Taylor Swift.
You guessed it.
That one, yeah, because when I heard about that, I was like, wow, but is there other like stories about other celebrities, but like their parents are rich, so they buy a career? Because like, I feel like
I'm sure that happens a lot. But with her, apparently it hasn't been confirmed because I'm pretty sure that's illegal. But her dad did buy like a big chunk of her record label called Big Machine. That she, her first album was on. Sorry, I just burped into the microphone. So people think that he bought the first week of album sales for her first album to launch her, and also he just had bought a big chunk of that record label, so he wanted the record label to like look successful. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah. And then and like this conspiracy that I heard, but this is kind of like it seems like kind of like I don't know why this would be a thing, but I guess he bought a bunch of the copies and put them in a. So people think that somewhere in the world there's
some basement.
Like there's a warehouse or something with like 100,000 copies of the album. But yeah. I didn't know why it would be physical copies. I thought it would just be downloads or something.
Maybe that's tracked to like an email though.
Oh, that's true.
Also, the only thing is like, even if this is true, I still love Taylor Swift because I mean, she still has had so much.
Yeah.
Even if her dad bought quote unquote her career, she still has had so much staying power. She still produces the bops. So, you know, you can't buy that.
Yeah.
You can't buy that, hunty.
That's my thing is that like, if she didn't like make any, if she was just like,
so boring or like didn't have any good music.
Yeah, but I feel like even though her dad might have bought her career, she still
she produces
stayed
the box.
Relevant somehow though for like
and her music is so interesting, you know?
Yeah.
She's a superstar.
Yeah, okay. She's had so many eras, by the way.
I know.
Like, so many things
I hope she keeps going. I hope there's never an end.
I know. Like, I hope she never slows down to do whatever, and she's just always
I want her, like, even when she's a grandma, to be doing bops about being a grandma. I'd be like, your grandkids are in college, and we're all here hanging out.
Or a love story about her grandkids.
Can you believe... Oh, yeah. Wait, about loving her grandkids?
No, about her grandkids falling in love. Sorry. It's no, just like kid love.
I was thinking, nobody that I know of has done a bop about retirement.
Oh my god!
Can you imagine? We're retired. Finally, all of our hard work is... Now we just go on vacation.
Wait, can you picture like a Seven Rings vibe, but retirement?
Can you believe it? Oh my god, what's it called? What's it? I forgot what it's... For some reason, I can't think of the name for your retirement fund. I'm thinking of IRS.
401k.
I was going to think IRS. Is it, that's a tax, people.
Is it 401k where your money goes?
401k, just got cashed and I'm lit. All my bitchy kids are out on their own. I'm not paying for them anymore.
Oh my gosh. And it's like, just flew to Florida with my friends from the nursing home.
Just divorced my husband. I'm gonna date a 22-year-old.
These are a few of my favorite things. That needs to become a thing.
Somebody needs to make a retirement bop. The people who are retired are probably so happy. Oh my god, I'm retired. But then they think there's no music that's about this.
Yeah, they turn on the radio and it's like Teenage Dream by Katy Perry comes on, which is a total fun song, but you can't relate to it. But you can turn into a teenage girl, like when you're 60.
You can turn in. Yeah, why is all music about high school? We need to start embracing other periods of life.
We need to start embracing the 40s, the 50s, like the years.
I have kids, but I still want to get drunk on a Sunday.
I know.
Yes, I don't have a babysitter. Yes, my kids are here and I'm so intoxicated I can't take care of them, but it's fine. It's life. Who's going to write that song?
I know. Or just like going to church on Sunday and drinking the wine, but drinking a little too much and stealing the whole rose wine. That could be a song. Like, I don't know.
You were going to go for it, but you decided not to.
Yeah, I decided not to go too far into it. Okay. Celebrity from a hit teen movie that had nudes leaked that were low-key bougie because...
A Louis Vuitton bag in the back.
Yeah.
Vanessa Hudgens.
Yeah, Vanessa Hudgens.
Oh my god, that was iconic. She made nude photo scandals hot.
Yeah, that's the funniest scandal because mom was on the computer and I remember like we were all like, oh my gosh, and then in the corner it said click here for actual nudes. I just remember it showing.
It was probably
that.
On like Perez Hilton.
Yeah, something like that. And I just realized that it was bougie like a couple months ago.
I know. Do you think she's strategic? Was it the classic white Louis Vuitton bag with the colored
print? Yeah, it was like the cool Louis Vuitton bag that has rainbow. Like,
so do you think she placed that behind her naked body or just happened to be there?
I feel like everything that like that like people think is bougie is just strategic. Like I feel like
strategic.
That was on purpose. Yeah, it's like for example, like if someone's wearing a Fendi coat, they obviously did that on purpose.
Yeah, she placed that back there. That's smart. But I never have... You know, when you take nudes, you rarely think I should put something fancy behind me, but she did that.
It made all of us want to do nudes.
Okay, next up. This one's really easy. I might just have to do two in a row because it's that easy. Two celebrities kissed on national TV at an award show, unannounced. It wasn't scripted.
I know this. It was at the VMAs.
Yes. But you don't know their names?
It was Britney.
And oh my god,
I don't know who that other person is, but it's Britney and they kissed on
you
the
know
VMAs.
Who it is. Think about it.
It's
you
not,
don't know.
Is it Madonna?
Yeah.
Oh, Madonna.
And
oh, because
sad, what you say?
Because I didn't think to say Madonna since like Madonna's from an older generation, so I didn't.
She. That's why it was so edgy.
Madonna, that's crazy.
And the saddest thing of it all is Christina Aguilera also participated in the kiss, but no one talks about her in this story for some reason.
Why?
I don't know. I think she said, I'm pretty sure she said that the cameras cut away from her. Like, Britney kissed Madonna, and then she kissed Madonna, and they all three-way kissed, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
But the producers decided to not show Christina's moment, and instead they showed Justin Timberlake's reaction. Because, like, he used to date Britney, so they wanted to see, like, her ex-boyfriend's reaction.
Yeah.
So Christina Aguilera was completely cut out of the narrative.
Oh my gosh, that's like, a couple years ago at Coachella, didn't Madonna kiss Drake or something?
Really?
Probably. Or something like that happened. I don't know fully.
It's just so funny because that like wouldn't be. I just feel like that wouldn't be shocking today.
I know. Actually, wait, it probably how many years ago was that?
2003.
I feel like the different thing would be like we'd all be like, oh my gosh, these people are kissing, but it wouldn't be
if like Celine Dion and Selena Gomez made out. We'd all be like, what?
Oh, I'd be so excited.
Because since that one was so easy, I'm gonna do another one.
Okay.
Who? You know, I'll give a hint. Internet personality.
Okay.
Canceled meetup 15 minutes before the meetup was scheduled to happen, resulting in thousands of fans being disappointed that they had waited for to do meet this internet person or persons, and they couldn't.
TanaCon.
No.
Okay, I just thought of TanaCon, but then I was like, it's one and an up personality.
I did a more obscure one. Is it the people aren't obscure? Or the person. I'm just going to give you both to kind of confuse you. Either the person or persons. But it's not TanaCon.
Okay, TanaCon was the recent one. I'm trying to think.
I didn't know about this. Because I had to like do a deep dive to find this out.
I feel like I have heard stories of this happening before. Since like some of these internet events are disorganized.
Like, it wasn't like an event.
Live Orlando.
It wasn't an event. It was just one influencer. Or like maybe that's like. It's just one group or influencer put this on.
Okay.
Just guess and I'll tell you if you're close.
Miranda Sings on tour.
No.
I don't know. I don't think that's
it's
it,
males.
Though. It's what?
Men.
Oh, it's men. It's like, it's obviously not Pentatonics.
Oh, no. They're like YouTubers.
O2O.
No. Recent. Think of the recent duo men. Men.
Rhett and Link.
I was just saying.
Oh, Dolan Twins.
Dolan Twins.
Wait, this happened?
Yeah, I guess it wasn't really their fault. It happened in 2017, and it was in England, and apparently, like, it wasn't their fault because they wanted to have a meetup at this park, and then there was also something else happening at that park.
Yeah.
And they found out, like, 15 minutes before. So.
Oh, so then it got shut down?
Yeah, I don't think it was that big of a deal, but it was on one of the lists I found of were YouTuber they, scandals.
Were they doing the meet and greet, or was someone holding it for them?
I think they just were.
Oh, just like funsies?
I think. I don't know the details. I just read one line.
Oh. With all these years of internet, like, I'm surprised that like, TanaCon is the only big one. I would have thought, like, other YouTubers would have tried
I'm
to do
sure
something like that.
I'm sure there's been so many times where people have had meetups and it went wrong. But people just, that was, she just, hers just happened with so much attention that it was
yeah,
more.
And everyone was anticipated for it to kind of see what happens. Okay. Oh, I thought I deleted the notepad that Alice is on, and I almost had a panic attack. Okay. This YouTube video challenge where people put something in their mouth and started coughing.
Wait, this is a scandal?
Kinda, because people like got really.
Oh, at first I thought you meant the what's in my mouth challenge, and I was like, that's not a scandal. Other than that, every single person did the what's in my mouth challenge. Every single person, the thumbnail was a giant cucumber in their mouth.
I know, because they wanted it to look like a dick or something.
Yeah, but this is the cinnamon challenge.
Yeah, the cinnamon challenge. This one wasn't, like, I was searching for scandals, and this one I just came up with myself.
But you can die from that?
Well, I don't know if anyone died, but I think people, like, got, like, well.
I feel like there hasn't been one moment like that in a long time where, like, everyone does a challenge.
Yeah, because it happened, like, with one of the first people to do it was Glozell, right?
And then also there was, like, the mannequin challenge, remember? But since then, has there been a challenge? Oh, I guess In My Feelings challenge.
Oh, the In My Feelings, that one was big. But I can't think of it.
Did you ever try the cinnamon challenge? I feel like you have it on your channel.
Oh, I haven't tried it on YouTube, but in actual life, I have.
I'm so surprised when you first started your channel, you didn't do the cinnamon challenge.
I did even something more cringy, y'all.
What?
The chubby bunny challenge.
Oh my god, we have to watch that after this. I don't think I ever have.
Oh yeah, just like where it's where you put marshmallows in your mouth.
Because
I always
was scared of the chubby bunny challenge because I used to, when I'm watching those like dramatic talk shows, I forgot which one it was. It wasn't like Jerry Springer or Maury, but there was like this girl named Sally, I think.
Yeah.
Who like talked about like the teens are doing this and we need to stop them. And this girl, I'm pretty sure she died from doing the chubby bunny challenge. So I was always so scared of it.
Oh my, is that scary? Yeah. I think when I was doing it, I told mom, like, can we get marshmallows? And she said, oh, like, someone died from it, but we still...
I remember I literally... Now thinking about that Sally talk show or whatever it was called, I remember there was an episode of, like, a girl dying from doing ecstasy. It's just so funny that I was watching that at, like, 8 years old.
Okay, those are, like, the funniest talk shows because if you didn't see The Outside World and you just watched those, you would think that teenagers were going crazy.
I know, I was, like, so scared to become a teenager because, like, they're, like, they're crazy dying doing challenges, ecstasy.
Yeah, you would literally... Is it your turn or my turn?
I think you just did the challenge one.
Oh, okay.
This is another pretty easy one. But who brawled, had a big brawl, a big debacle, a physical altercation in an elevator?
Solange, Jay-Z, and Beyonce. Yeah. What even happened?
I don't know. You know shit's gonna go down when there's $1 billion in an elevator. You know that lyric?
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah. I don't know why it happened. People think it's because Jay-Z cheated on Beyonce, so Solange beat him up, but who's to know?
Oh, yeah. I guess, I don't know, because the Lemonade album was about him cheating, but I guess we'll just never know.
We'll never know.
That's so crazy. Like, when I think of someone like Beyonce, like, I just think of someone... Like, for some reason, I think she doesn't have a family. Like, someone so famous. Like
since so famous, she doesn't have a family.
So, for Madonna, like, I wouldn't picture her to have kids or even have a family, but she does.
Oh, no, that is weird.
Yeah, like, when you're, like, a mega celebrity, I just don't seem
a human.
Yeah, like, Lady Gaga, even. I just don't picture her to have a family, but she does.
She doesn't.
Okay. Okay. This style... Child style got in a big accident on tour.
Miranda Cosgrove, broken leg.
This one was on any of the articles. I just knew that you know it.
That's so funny. That's not even a scandal.
I know, but
it's not a scandal that her RV got in a wreck.
I know this isn't anything bad. I just had to. I guess it's kind of because the tours got canceled, I'm assuming.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, she was
had to cut in a wheelchair, wasn't she?
Yeah, and she had good music, by the way. I didn't go on that tour, but she, like, High Maintenance and Dancing Crazy and Kissing You.
I remember watching a video on YouTube of someone videotaping her in an airport in a wheelchair.
Was it sad?
I don't know why I clicked on that, but I did.
Oh, yeah, I always click on those paparazzi videos.
I don't know. I think it was just, like, a random person taking the video.
Oh.
What an invasion of privacy. What celebrity was accused of orchestrating a nude photo leak? They pretended that their laptop was stolen at the airport, but really, it's alleged that they leaked them on their own, according to one of their former publicists. Who seems like that might happen? It's a celebrity, not a YouTuber. Actually, my bad. They're both now.
Wait, they're a YouTuber and celebrity now?
Yeah. And this is all alleged, by the way. The news happened, but her publicist claimed that it was orchestrated, but who knows?
J-Lo? I don't think
she's a YouTuber?
Well, she does YouTube sometimes. Wait, who's a celebrity that you
might not even know she has a YouTube channel, but I've seen some of her videos.
Ashley Tisdale.
No. But you're close. What's something else iconic on Disney from that era?
Not Demi Lovato.
Just think of, like, movies on Disney Channel.
Camp Rock? Something?
No, earlier.
Alison Stoner?
Earlier than Camp Rock, but also involved music.
It's not Miley Cyrus.
No, it involves music, and it's not High School Musical. An animal.
Emily Osment.
An animal is in the title. A cat. Cheetah.
Oh, Cheetah Girls! One of the Cheetah Girls.
Which one?
The one that dated Rob Kardashian.
Yep.
I don't know their names, but the one that dated Rob Kardashian.
Adrian Balloon.
Okay. Didn't you live by one of the Cheetah Girls at one point?
I did. Oh my god, I lived right next door.
Yeah, so, like, was there any Cheetah Girls tea? Like, is there a
No, she just, I saw her in the elevator once. She's nice. It's literally all. Also, I could see her balcony because it was right next to mine, and she had, like, such good decorations.
Oh, she, like, always
like,
threw parties?
Like, full-on, like, lights above the balcony. Like, it, like, looked like the outside of a restaurant.
Did she always throw parties since, like, she's...
She threw, like, I remember she sometimes would.
It's so weird, because, like, with the Cheetah Girls, I just know that, like, they're just one of those people that I just know that they're, like, always having fun. Like, the Cheetah Girls.
I want the Cheetah Girls to come back.
I know. Like, so, when the Cheetah Girls was out, like, was it a big movie or not?
Yeah, you know? I loved it. Cheetah Girls, Cheetah
there
Sisters.
There was three, right? Or was there four?
There was two with Raven, then Raven left because she was like, I'm over this.
Oh, yeah.
She didn't stay committed to the cheater girl life.
If only Rob Kardashian and Ho was still dating, because I know that like she would kind of be a Kardashian.
She kind of is in her own lane.
Yeah, that's true. Okay. It's my turn, right?
Yes.
Okay. It's a past Playboy model. It's so funny because these scandals are all over the place.
Trisha Paytas.
No, past Playboy model whose husband had an affair with a transgender model.
What? Oh, Kendra Wilkinson.
Yeah, Kendra Wilkinson. She had her own show at one point on WeTV, but then another
Kendra's
one.
World.
Yeah, but didn't she have one before the affair even happened?
If you ever like are going to go on an airplane or a long road trip or just need something to watch, a good thing to rewatch is Girls Next Door.
What's that?
The reality show about the Playboy Mansion.
Oh my gosh, that was always on when we were. Yeah, that's so good. And like Kendra, like I don't even know much about her, but she's just has such a personality.
I know. I wish I would have been in the Playboy Mansion, one of the girlfriends.
I know, it seems kind of fun. Like Hugh Hefner isn't alive anymore, but like she was with him. All
I
the
read
time.
Holly Madison's book as well about it.
What did she say?
Oh, she actually said that she didn't like Hef. Hef was, like, really controlling.
Oh, boy, yeah?
And I guess he always said she would, like, he would marry her, but then he never did. And
oh, yeah, so was he ever married to anyone?
I think he ended up marrying the girlfriends after.
Oh, because wasn't it the main blonde girl? I don't know her name, but there was,
Holly
like,
Madison.
Oh, was that Holly Madison? Because yeah. I don't know who she is exactly. Is Playboy magazine still a thing?
I don't know.
I know, because if I feel like it's just so iconic.
Isn't Instagram just Playboy now?
Oh, yeah. Literally, you just go on anyone's page and you see Playboy.
Yeah. Okay. This is a scandal. Who advertised a sham therapy website?
Donald Trump.
No, it's a YouTuber. They advertised... a therapy website that isn't real.
I was searching this and there was a lot of people that promoted this. I mean, it's called BetterHelp, right?
I literally promoted it.
You did?
I'm the person. I'm just kidding, I didn't have a scandal, but I was part of the scandal. I wasn't mentioned in it.
Oh, yeah, because there was this website.
But there was a moment last year where like this company went around and all the YouTubers advertised for it. But I'm confused because people say that the website isn't good. And obviously, before I do an ad for one of my videos, I try to make sure like it's legitimate.
Yeah, and like make
but
sure
they
it's
said that they they said that the website said that they cannot guarantee the verification or degrees of the counselor. But I'm confused because I literally tried out the website because I wanted to make sure it was real. And I like talked to a counselor and everything.
Oh, so maybe they acted like it worked for some people.
Was I just talking to a fake counselor?
Oh my god! Wait, so yeah, because when I was searching, it said that like Philip DeFranco, Shane, and all of them promoted it, but you did too.
I did.
Oh my gosh!
Because I thought it was real.
Maybe they just. So why would they? Pay
I mean, the
YouTubers
therapist I talked to on there seems nice.
I wonder why they pay YouTubers to promote a fake thing, though.
Maybe, hopefully, my hope is that they eventually like only allow accredited counselors.
I know, because like it'd be kind of annoying with some random 17-year-old talking
to
you.
Can you imagine you're like spilling your heart out and they're just at recess entering it trying to make some extra cash.
I know, and it's like $20. So it worked when you did it?
I mean, it worked as in like there was a therapist that it was basically a website where it's a website that still exists and you can just talk to a counselor on there if you don't want to like go to a counselor in real life.
Oh yeah. But, do you text them or talk in? Like,
either.
Oh. I can't believe you did that. Okay. This one, it's actually a big story. When this was happening, I was following everything about it. I stayed up. I was scared. Okay. A YouTuber who claimed that she's going to build her own church with money. I don't know if it's like the fans' money or her money.
Oh, Marina Joyce.
Oh, yeah. But yeah. Marina Joyce, when that whole scandal of her being like kidnapped happened.
If you guys don't know who Marina Joyce is, she's the girl who like the YouTuber everyone thought was kidnapped like 3 years ago because she would do these videos that were like she just had a creepy vibe and she'd always be looking to the side of the camera and like she had all these bruises on her arms. So people just like came up with this theory that she was being held against her will, but apparently she wasn't. Right?
Yeah, and she wasn't being held against her will, and like there was points where like someone pointed at her and told her to do
like,
things.
I actually was scared watching those videos.
And part of me, like I don't know if it's proven, but was she doing that to like gain a? I don't know if it was
that'd
like
be smart,
planned.
A smart publicity
stunt. That's what I was thinking when it was happening. But then I remember she was doing a meetup somewhere where she lived, and people thought there was going to be a bombing at it.
Why?
Because she was, I don't know, there was like evidence. And I remember being so scared.
Oh, that's so scary.
For the people there. Yeah, it was crazy when the whole thing was happening.
Okay. Who pretended to murder their friend for funsies for a prank?
Oh, Sam Pepple.
Okay, we all know all of these guys.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
2014. Have you seen that video? It was so scary.
I watched only a little bit of it because that's way too foul for me.
Oh, my God. It was terrifying. This guy literally thinks he's about to die, and they're like, ha, it's a prank. And it's like, okay, I'm never talking to you again.
I know. I'm not like whoever does that. That's too foul for me. Like, I feel like pranks should be limited.
Yeah, I remember even Roman Atwood did one, but like where he made his wife think their kid got killed. And it's like, this
oh,
is a
yeah.
little bit, like, this might be crossing a line.
Because I feel like, there's been so many YouTube pranks that if they happened to me, I'd kind of be, I just have to
even
not
the
talk
ones
the
where
person.
Like they just wake someone up with like powder on their face. I'd be like, oh, that's a really shitty day to start like, my day. Now I'm in a bad mood.
I'll put powder in the blow dryer.
And that's just annoying.
I'll put hair dye in the shampoo or something.
Well, that's why I'm thankful.
I'd be pissed.
Never have like lived in a YouTube house or something.
I know. Can you pitch? Okay. Vegan YouTuber who hated on all these other YouTubers for not being vegan.
Forget the banana girl.
Yeah, this isn't really a scandal, but like there was a scandal between her and Tana Mojo. I forgot what happened.
She always just like targeted YouTubers like for eating animal products.
Oh yeah, so like even though those videos were mean, I did have an obsession because she used to upload them like daily.
She did one about you.
Oh my gosh, I forgot about
because
this.
Because Jacob, if you followed his YouTube channel, did DIY videos and he used... Gelatin?
Gelatin is like
it's what you use for Jello, but I guess right? It's grinded up chicken bones. So she showed Jacob like putting this gelatin into his mouth and being like pretty much just saying you're gross.
Yeah, like she was doing a bunch of DIYs.
I can't
just
believe you made the Freely channel. That's like that's iconic.
I know. And when I saw it, like I didn't even have a moment of like, oh my gosh, this is so bad. But I was just excited because I watched her and like those videos that she made. They were like so problematic, but so interesting.
She
to watch.
Made me. They worked somehow because I ended up going vegan for like a month because of them.
Oh yeah, you did.
Because she would like show like obviously the horrible side of it, but then also I don't know if what she said was all correct.
Factual.
Because remember she said like, oh yeah, if you eat vegan food, she said something along the lines of if you eat vegan food, like you don't really have to worry about gaining weight because it's just meat is what makes you fat. And I'm like. So I would just, like, eat whatever I wanted that was vegan, but then ended up just, like, getting bloated, but...
Oh, and it didn't work out?
I actually do. I want to, like, obviously cut back on animal products.
Yeah, because whenever I watch those Netflix documentaries, I get, like, so grossed out, and I'm just like,
yeah,
why am I eating
really
meat?
It is really sad, like, the meat industry.
And when Lucas was vegan, like, me and my sister were visiting, so we were also vegan, and Veggie Grill is actually good.
Yeah. If you're vegan, go you. You're stronger than us.
I know, for real. So,
my
your turn? Oh, your turn. Okay.
Who was arrested for whacking off in a movie theater?
This one, okay.
Sorry for saying whacking off.
Okay, that's funny though, because I'm feeling myself by Nicki Minaj. So this one, some reason I know it because one of our sisters got a DVD, and I remember everyone was like, "What? That guy? Pee Wee Holman."
Yes,
so
in 2002.
Is he a comedian or what?
He was sort of like Miranda Sings, I guess. It was sort of like a kid show, but adults could enjoy it as well. But I'm confused about this story because when I read it, I always thought that when I heard about this scandal, I always thought that Pee Wee Herman was just like masturbating in a regular movie theater, just like watching The Hunger Games.
Yeah.
But apparently it was a porn movie theater. So how was that? I thought, doesn't everyone go there to masturbate?
Yeah, I just assumed that. Porn movie theaters, like, if you whacked around, like, they would have to heavily sanitize the whole
area.
Yeah,
there is one, like, in LA that I always drive past, and I just assumed that. I never have been in it, obviously. I'm actually going it for a video.
Oh my gosh, but, that'd be funny.
But I always just assume that that's where you go if you want to masturbate in public.
Yeah, so...
I always thought that was the one place where it's, like, legal to masturbate, but I guess not.
Maybe, like, he was doing it too publicly? I don't know, because maybe that you do it secretly? I don't know.
But... Unfortunately, he got caught, and
there was this one YouTuber that I was watching that went to another country, and like I guess people just do porn live on stage. I wonder if it's legal to masturbate there. I just am curious, but yeah, that was just something.
Comment below.
Okay. the huge celebrity breakup that's banned a hit song, but one of them was a celebrity and one of them like lived in the country.
What?
This one is kind of a made-up scandal. But it is a scandal. They did break up.
Oh, Lady Gaga, You and I?
Yeah. No one even cared. No, that wasn't a big...
Their breakup wasn't like a big deal, was
it? Yeah, I don't think it was a big deal, but I just had to mention this because from Nebraska.
Yeah, living in Nebraska when she shot that music video, I felt so cool. Remember I heard that like people, like friends of friends were like hiding in the cornfield, like watching the whole music video. Like everyone was so excited.
I know. And we watched it on the TV and I remember being like, oh my gosh, Lady Gaga's
here. I know.
Here.
She's like... just sexually stripping in a barn. That music video was so... wasn't it about... I don't even know what it was
about. Oh, no, there was so many... like, there was hole in a bound, and then
she's walking down a gravel road. Yeah. Iconic Nebraskan views.
So if you know anything about this, I want to know where it's filmed, because...
I'm pretty sure it was outside of Omaha.
There's this... but people always say it's behind this one fast food place in Lincoln.
Oh, it was in Lincoln?
People always say that. Lincoln, Nebraska.
But I remember I had friends in Omaha, and they said that they were like they were hiding in like the cornfield.
For real?
Yeah, like people like were so like just hiding out, like wanting to meet her, and sometimes she was really nice.
Oh my gosh, that'd be so cool! Can you imagine like popping out in the music video?
I wish she would start doing that Nebraskan again.
You and I is a good sign.
But maybe they'll still get back together. I even remember around Christmas at that time, they were like, yeah, she's at the Catholic Church in Omaha.
Oh, yeah.
Like on
because,
for the Christmas Day service.
Because there was like this thing on Thanksgiving where she used to do a Catholic, like, Thanksgiving dinner. And it was
in
live
Nebraska?
On TV. No, it was in New York and it was live
I
on TV.
I remember that.
I don't know if it's still a thing.
Who had 6 mugshots between 2007 and 2013?
A single actor?
Both.
Justin Bieber?
No.
Chris Brown?
No.
I get Zac Efron.
It's a female.
Rihanna?
No.
Who's a female that, like, is in that scene?
We just talked about her today.
In this podcast?
No, before this podcast, because unfortunately her reality show was canceled.
Lindsay Lohan.
Oh yeah, one of you listeners tweeted us to let us know that Lindsay Lohan's Beach Club will not be coming back for a second season. Should we start a petition?
Oh, well, the reason why it's not coming back is because she sold the Mykonos Beach Club.
Wait,
to
really?
Someone else. Yeah, that's what I didn't read the article, but that was the title said that.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah, there was a time on this podcast where, like, for 2 episodes, there was a recap.
Oh, yeah. But, wait, so she sold it? Do you think that's actually the real true tea, or did she actually did it just get canceled?
People said that it got canceled because she sold it.
Well, can't they just follow her other nightclubs?
I don't know.
We need to start a GoFundMe and, like, get Netflix or someone to fund this. I'm pissed.
I know, but the only thing is that if someone does pick it up, I want them to do it in a different fashion.
I almost feel like maybe we don't even need to see the workers at the club. Like, I just want to see what Lindsay Lohan's doing.
Can we
just see her, follow her life in Dubai or wherever she's living, and just, like, find out the real, true story of what's going on? Like, what does she do day to day when she's not pretending for this reality show? Like, I want to know.
I want to know who her actual friends are, who she hangs out with, what's her morning
exercise.
I want to
see Dina Lohan up in it, Ali Lohan. I remember I used to stan Ali Lohan's first single.
Was it good?
All Around the World.
What
I don't even remember
like?
How it goes, but I kind of want to play it now. But
oh my gosh. Okay, but the song that I just found out about a year ago or so is Rumors by Lindsay Lohan. If you want to feel
you
like
you're
a celebrity.
You found out about that a year ago?
I'm not lying. The only song that I knew by her was the depressing song.
Oh, daughter to father.
Yeah.
Daughter to father.
I used to listen to that while swinging.
I am broken. So when you were like 7.
I know. I didn't know what it meant. I just
7
thought it was a good song.
Song about her making up. You guys, this is All Around the World by Ali Lohan. A bop.
Did she ever
it's
do
on
any
Apple
more
music, guys. What?
Did she quit music after that? Or
well, it was all because she was doing a reality show, Living Lohan, with Dean. They both did a reality show on E! About like launching Ali's career.
Was it good or no?
I watched every episode. I need to rewatch that.
Wait,
time.
So did she end up doing anything?
She did that. I think she's like a model. I don't know.
Shit. Okay. Scandal that involved money being used to further kids status, celebrity kids status.
What? Is it recent?
Yeah.
Money?
Money being used to further celebrity kids status.
Are you talking about like Gigi Hadid getting in the modeling industry because she's from a famous family?
No.
Is this YouTubers?
No, this one's like really easy. I just worded it weird so you wouldn't know.
Say it in a more obvious way.
Okay. Celebrity kids. Celebrity scandal that involved money being used to get celebrities' kids
into... the whole college scandal.
Yeah. I like the reason why I said status because it sounded like you wouldn't mind.
Oh yeah, first I was like, you mean buying their career? But I get it now. The college admissions scandal. Oh my god, I'm gonna try so hard to somehow be an extra in the Lifetime movie of that. They're 100% writing that right now, right?
Oh yeah, this college scandal like
movie. The Lifetime movie of that is gonna be so good. Who's gonna play Olivia Jade? Who's gonna play Lori Loughlin?
Lori Loughlin might go to prison for 40 years.
I really hope she doesn't.
That's crazy.
Just thinking of Aunt Becky in prison. I don't like it.
Hopefully nothing bad happens to her.
I still stand by what we said a long time ago on this podcast, that instead of sending her to prison, why not force her to give $12 million and give it to people's education?
Yeah, like, I think she could, like, there was, like, I think, like, one of these NBA players has, like, this foundation where he just pays for people's college, and you can just do, like, a scholarship where you just pay for, like,
She should have to pay for, like, $5 million a year for 10 years or something.
Yeah, because she's so rich, so I think she'd be able to afford it. If we were the justice system.
I know. Okay. Who? What pop star wore assless chaps?
James Charles.
No. This was actually, I was looking up celebrity scandals, and this was a scandal in 2002 that someone wore assless chaps. Like, and this is just normal Instagram behavior
now. I know, like, I see ass all day every day on Instagram.
Who wore assless chaps and it caused an uproar in society?
2002, Britney Spears.
You're on the right track.
Christina Aguilera.
Yes.
Yeah, like, for some reason I thought it was Britney Spears or Christina Aguilera.
It was in her iconic music video for Dirty with two R's.
She wore assless chaps.
But the thing is, she had like a bikini bottoms on under.
Yeah.
So it wasn't like it was just a bare ass.
Wait,
like,
are assless chaps just a thong?
Assless chaps are just like those pants where like the ass is cut out.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, that was a big scandal in 2002.
In the music video she did that?
Yeah.
She had some good music videos, like Ain't No Other Man. She pulls up in a Rolls Royce and goes into the club. It's really good.
Ex-Dina.
Yeah. Okay. The biggest breakup of 2018 that led to a hit song.
Pete Davidson and Ariana Grande. Wait, no? What? Thank You Next.
No.
So it's not about Thank You Next?
It's kind of a joke one. Like, they did break up and there is a good song out of it, but...
Jerrica, Jake Paul, and Erica Castell?
Trisha and Jason. Was that 2018
or 2019? Chicken Parmesan and Heartbreak.
That's why I was singing it earlier. I just had to put that one down.
That's true. Like, the general public might have viewed Ariana Grande and Pete Davidson's breakup as big, but...
Think about how many videos.
Trisha and Jason's was more iconic.
Yeah, they did so many, like, videos, and there was crying on the kitchen floor, everything for this breakup.
You know? It's icon. This is my last one. This is actually a really bad one to end on.
What is it?
It just isn't like as iconic as the others. This is all according to ranker.com. This is what reality show allowed a guy on it? Like, it's a really famous reality show, and he was the star of it. And they allowed a guy on there who made derogatory remarks about homosexuals, used the word retarded in a derogatory sense on Twitter, told one of the ladies on the show that he liked having sex with her but didn't love her, and then didn't even bother to propose to his final choice or tell her he loved her.
This is a scandal.
You're not going to know the name, but what's the name of the show? The way I described it, like, it's like guy and girls.
So a guy tries to find love. Is it The Bachelor?
Yeah. Season 18. I actually didn't even
watch it. That actually happened?
I guess his name is Juan Pablo, and like, he apparently was the worst bachelor to ever be on there.
It changed a lot because now, like, the ones that was like, recent, I've never though. Had sex. Oh, that was?
Yeah.
Oh, that's crazy. Because when I think of The Bachelor or Bachelorette, I don't watch it, but I just think of like Christian people who have never done anything bad.
You know, He wasn't like that.
I guess he was the different one.
The scandal.
One that got away.
Scandal. Do you have any more left?
No, I don't have any more left. Do you?
No. Oh my God, it's done.
You don't have any more scandals. The game's over. Who won? I guess that no one knows. We have to sit. We have to
shit,
rewatch.
We didn't keep track. So
if you kept track, put it. Email us or put it in the comments. And next round, someone's gonna get a pie in their face.
You don't need to go back and watch to keep track. No, there's not gonna be a prize. But thanks
pie
for
in the face. I'm joking.
How did you guys do? Did you do good? Did you know that Vanessa Hudgens took a naked body photo in front of a rainbow Louis Vuitton bag?
It sounds so funny. Someone like with a notebook writing if they think it's right or true and they're waiting for
the
answers.
Well, I hope you learned some important, valuable information. Bring that up at your next dinner party if the conversation gets stale. And we're going to go.
See you later, guys.
Subscribe on whatever platform you're listening on.
Bye.
I don't want to end it on a creepy note.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You hear that? That's the sound of Pepsi Zero Sugar, the better tasting, more refreshing Zero Sugar Cola. Listen to that endless pour. Pure refreshment. If it sounds this good, just imagine how it tastes. Oh yeah, so good. Pepsi Zero Sugar. Let your taste decide.